Hello, I'm Mr. Stephen Allen. This is a small audio swatch, a little brief bit of something that's in the latest podcast. Thought I'd put it up on this just as an example. If you want to hear the whole thing, it's at somenews.co.uk. Have a listen.
Congratulations, Wills and Kate. I haven't enjoyed the news of a woman throwing up this much since I watched that YouTube clip of Lady Gaga. If you've not seen it, Google it. Yes, the royal family is going to get an extra member. And not by one of those embarrassing divorces and remarriages for once. And it's been getting coverage all over the world. To get the American take on this, we can speak to our US correspondent. Hello.
Hello. First of all, I want to say we love William and Kate over here. We just wish they could be our royal family too.
Well, if you hadn't insisted on a war of independence, they could have been.
What?
Never mind.
Anyway, we're so excited. There's gonna be a baby. Woo! And here in the US, we want it to be a girl.
Why's that?
Well, firstly, if it's a girl, we hope it gets Kate's looks and Kate's hair, but maybe Will's boobs.
Is that a joke about her humble cleavage?
Oh, come on. Didn't you see the pictures from France? That's where the baby's going to be eating. I just hope he brought a packed lunch.
Oh, leave her alone. Anything more than a handful's a waste.
Yeah, but she didn't marry Abu Hamza.
And what's your second reason?
Well, if it's a girl, it will still be in line to the throne, finally stopping you Brits being backwards and bigoted.
Whoa, hang on a minute. We're backwards and bigoted. Says you. Let me ask you this. When was the last time you had a woman president?
Hey, we're progressive. We've got Obama. When was the last time you had a black king?
Yeah, good point. Well made.
The somenews.co.uk podcast.
If you want to hear the whole thing, have a look at somenews.co.uk.